Trendy is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, must be 21 years or older. Welcome back to another edition of Trendy, presented by Omaha, the show where we like to explore the best ways to wager for casual cappers. And right when I logged on to the Zoom, Brad Evans was saying, to be the best, you have to beat the best. I presumed he was talking about me, but more likely he was talking about the only thing he wants to talk about right now, which is ILL. Go ahead, Illinois, let loose.
Yeah, man, what a night. I am on limited sleep right now. I'm on a high level tequila consumption, maybe a little bit buzzed still from the action that took place there on the East Coast inside the stadium there in Boston, Massachusetts. But look, Illinois played a really great game. They come out of the gates firing, really socked Iowa State in the teeth. They sped them up, made them feel uncomfortable. They hit a number of threes from outside. Iowa State crept back in, which and Terrence Shannon got his fourth foul and had to sit for a long stretch in the second half. But they are able to collect themselves, and they found a freaking way. Elite Eight! I can't believe I'm saying it. The first time in nearly two decades, Illinois is there. But your prize for making it to the Final Eight teams, congratulations to get the UConn Huskies.
Oh my gosh. It's possible Illinois is the third best team right now. I'm willing to like admit and concede that based on current performance. I think what we saw out of UConn, they clearly have to be number one. And I would still put Purdue at number two from what we saw in the opening weekend. And they got to prove it again tonight. But your team probably is the third best at present. And then they have to take on the UConn Huskies. That is tough.
It's extraordinarily tough. And, you know, again, hat tip to what the squad has done. You know, Terrence Shannon, despite the legal backdrop, obviously playing at a very high level, a guy that messes around against 25, 30 every single night, did it again last night. Just a guy that jumps off the track and gets downhill and bludgeons you inside. A lot of and one opportunities, and a guy that can also beat you outside with a 3-point shot. But Coleman Hawkins hit some timely equalizers, had some timely steals and breakaway dunks. Luke Goody, a guy that a lot of people forget about, hit some on point threes. Dane Danger, watch yourself, got it done yet again in certain instances in that game. Quincy Guerrier as well. And, you know, Marcus Amass, obviously a guy that is always a triple double threat when he takes the floor. So this Illinois team is right up there, one of the best I've ever seen during my lifetime play in Shampoo Urbana. Right up there with 89 Flying Illini, right up there with the 05 team with Dee Brown and Darren Williams and Luther Head. And now they're only three steps away from achieving a dream of mine. You know, in my fandom pecking order, Illinois is always top of the list of teams that want to win a title. And I'm, you know, hopefully I'm going to be alive to see it in basketball. Number two is the Chicago Cubs. So that dream obviously came true. The Bears, Illinois football, everything else. I don't care. I just want hoops to win the whole damn thing. And if they do, I'm going to be weeping and joy for weeks, Burglar, weeks.
I've done it. 2019 Minnesota, baby, is the highlight of my sporting life. And so there's really nothing like it when your team finally comes through, particularly one that don't have the expectations necessarily they're going to win the title, right? Like people think it's going to be UConn. They're not a one seed. So when you get a great team that you can, you know, think that it might happen, but you don't, like, you're not devastated if they lose because they're going against a juggernaut. Like, that's kind of the sweet spot, right? Like, it's not until the finals. Like, when Virginia went to the Final Four in 2019, I didn't fly in for the Auburn game. And I know that probably makes me kind of a wimp and makes me not as a dedicated fan as some of the other people, but I also had three very small children. So you have to kind of take it when you can.
They have needs.
But exactly. But yeah, coming in for that championship game, man, there's really nothing like it. So Brad, Damashek's on this. See what you think. Then we'll, I know we're going to hear more about the Illinois when we get into your heart pick, because I can go ahead and predict what that's going to be. Damashek always says that this is the better weekend. Where do you come down? Is it the opening weekend when we get 48 games, or is this it? Like last night, we saw some epic clashes between great teams, some really high quality basketball, and then we get from 16 down to four. Which one's better for you?
Well, Damashek's got a strong argument. There's no question about it. But at my core, I'm a degenerate gambler, dude. I want all the action. I want more games. I want basketball starting just above the sun up all the way well past sundown. You know, I've been in Vegas for several years, soaking in the first round of the NCAA tournament, and the games begin at 9 a.m. local time, and they don't wrap in some cases till like 11 p.m. Pacific time. Oh my God, am I sloshed by the time that final buzzer sounds, and I'm 100% here for it. So, sorry, Dave. Again, the gambler in me says opening round takes a cake.
I am a glutton as well, so I back your play there. It is really interesting, though, Brad. I did look at one thing in retrospect. We talked a little bit earlier in the week about the chalky nature of this tournament, and that got blown up a little bit last night with Alabama winning, Illinois winning, Clemson winning, obviously. Yeah, so we're seeing some of the lower seeds come in. But I think it's pretty remarkable to go back and look at KenPom, because KenPom got, of his top 16 teams, 13 made the Sweet 16. So, like, we talked about the tournament being chalky, and it wasn't just chalky from a seeding standpoint. Like, the advanced analytics really had a great year.
Yeah, they did. And again, you know, there's a lot of people out there like, why are you such a numbers nerd? Because of the story you just laid out. I mean, those numbers are very compelling. They're telling, they don't tell the entire story. And that's why, you know, I watch probably hundreds, if not thousands of hours of college basketball every single year. And I compare it to the data, and it's constantly updating. And I sort the data. You know, KenPom, you don't have that sortability power, but at Bartorvik, you do. And Torvik basically analyzes and covers the exact same analytics that KenPom does. But he can chop it up, you know, see how a team did over the first month or two or first half of the season, or you can see how they have performed in the last 30 days. And generally speaking, I'm somebody that follows a trend of how you've done in your last about 5 to 10 games and that sample size. So I've been sorting data from the month of March, and it is, you know, laying out the exact road that you would suggest that KenPom has laid out the entire season. So the advanced analytics nerds for the win.
Well, I mean, it might just be like just straight up round robin KenPom next year for Sweet 16 odds, right?
Sure,
or maybe
even
the first round, like just take his top 10 and round robin the hell out of him. So I'll be looking at that for next year. But Brad, we have one of the best weekends in all of sports. Enough jibber jabber. Let's give Caesars a little bit of love and get down to our picks.
You know, when the conversation turns tampers, I always go with my number one as Caesars. Let's talk about them a little bit, shall we? Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns rewards credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using this code. Listen up, Omaha Full. The word Omaha and the word full. And then you place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. If you keep those winnings, but if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
All right, Bradley, or Ace, you have earned the name Ace yet again, going back to our very first episode together. Ace Evans showed up on Wednesday. You got almost everything right, and you took a slight lead over me. You're now up 13.5 to 11.4, because when you give out a pick for a starting pitcher, you get 14 runs of run support in a single inning. Meanwhile, while I give out my pick, Kevin Durant scores a quick five and then does nothing until he checks himself in the second quarter, takes over the game, and ends with 30. So that was beautiful. Lost on the hook while you coasted to a Zach Gallen victory. So good for you. Gives you honors. And go ahead, give us your heart pick, which of course is going to be Illinois.
Come on. This is the lowest of low hanging fruit. I mean, it was like minus 100,000 odds this was going to occur. How the hell are the Orange and Blue catching 8.5? They're plus 8.5 opening line at Caesars right now against the UConn Huskies. Look, I know the Huskies have been absolutely spectacular. And here are the numbers to bear it out again from numbers near inside like Bartorvik. This month, UConn number one overall in Bartorvik, according to the advanced numerics there. Number 20 EFG offense, number 10 EFG defense. They have zero weaknesses on paper. And you might say, okay, well, they're going to go out there and clobber Illinois, because you look at Illinois, they're number 10 overall in Bartorvik, but they're just number 48 in EFG offense. Toronto adjusted offense efficiency, though. They're inside the top five, netting over 1.30 points per possession, which is spectacular. But they're number 125 in EFG defense. Illinois gets the line a lot. They're an outstanding offensive rebounding team, much like the Donovan Klingon-led UConn Huskies. But here is the kicker in this. I went back and looked. The three games that UConn lost this season, Kansas, Seton Hall, and recently to Creighton in late November. All three of those teams and those losses netted each, and this is an exact number apiece, 14 triples. So that is kind of the magic number here. And really, I think it's probably 10 or more for Illinois, because Taron Shannon is just so unstoppable getting downhill and maybe can get Donovan Klingon in some foul trouble. Because of Illinois' length, because of their athleticism, because of their versatility, they're a big team. And I know UConn is equally big, if not bigger, but the team construct of the Huskies, it mirrors really Purdue. Illinois faced Purdue a couple of times. Yeah, they fell short, but in heated contests, whether in West Lafayette or in Champaign, and I was in attendance for that one, they are going to hang tough. I'm not saying they get the victory. I'm playing with house money right now. And I knew that eventually this could come to pass, that they were going to face the best team in the country playing at their highest level of the season. But 8.5 points, way too many. Illinois is going to hang tough, and it's largely because I think they're going to hit around 10 to 12 triples to keep this one down, maybe the final possession of the game.
So this worked for me on Wednesday, and there's no reason for not to do it again. I am tailing you, my friend. I could not believe that number was 8.5. The heart pick is all about just scanning it and looking for your gut, your and your heart, what they say you should do right away. And that was the one that jumped off the page to me. So because I knew you were going to took it, I didn't spend my pick on it. But I, for all the reasons you said, and also just the eye test, removing your bias because I'm not an Illinois fan, I think they absolutely can hang with UConn. And we saw with UNC and Bama last night, these are college kids. Even the most predictable scorer like R.J. Davis can have a bad night. And so UConn can absolutely shoot themselves out because they're a bunch of 19-year-olds, and Illinois can stay within 8.5, no problem. So that was my favorite bet, and I'm happy to tail you again.
Yeah, beautiful, baby. But I will say this, R.J. Davis, you're dead to me. Zero threes. Zero threes. I had him in a parlay. Other three legs hit that game in the SGP. I just needed two from RJ Davis. What was he? 0 for 9? Get the hell out.
Nine attempts. You would have thought the two was going to be guaranteed for a guy who's that good a shooter. So tailing you on Wednesday worked for me. Something that did not work for me on Wednesday, but I'm doing it again. It's failing Clemson. So I am taking Alabama at -3 and -110 for my heart pick. Watching that game, it's just one of those games, Brad, where you're like, you can look at the numbers, you can look at the analytics, you can do it anything, or you can just watch it and you can see Clemson banking in threes and every bounce of the ball going their way. And it was just one of those nights where they're going to get the W. I mean, like, KenPom has them at 19. They're not exactly bums, but like, there were so many bounces of the basketball that could have gone the other direction that would have changed the flow of that game and Arizona would have won. And so I am happy to bet against Clemson again. And look, Alabama, while they did take advantage of RJ Davis having one of the worst games he's ever had in Carolina Blue, they still put up 89 points against a really talented one seed. I think they have too much power, firepower for Clemson. -3 is not a scary number to cover whatsoever. And I like them to finally roll tide into the Final Four.
Interesting. I will say this. Clemson is playing at an extraordinary level right now defensively. And that is a team, if they can somehow dictate pace, which I know is extraordinarily difficult to do against Alabama because of their zip, 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 zip nature, that's a team that's going to challenge and contest a lot of the three-point shots. And they were up to the game last night. They weren't hitting their threes with resounding success. They were below 30% from distance until last night where they all came alive. You know what Mark Sears is going to do, obviously. But I think the Tigers hang, man. You're going to be sweating all the wrong places late in this game.
Well, let's see if you have the balls to fail me. How strongly do you believe in the Clemson Tigers? I'll ask you again at the end here. You can come back to it.
I'll let it simmer. I already got an answer.
All right. So on the head category, what do you got for us?
Yeah, let's go to the diamond. I went 3-0 for those that follow the always free, always accessible, and always transparent spreadsheet on thegamingjuice.com on opening day. And let's go ahead and make it 4-0. I like George Kirby, and I'm going to take the under on a half a walk. All right, don't issue a free pass. It's +165 at Caesars. If he achieves that feat, he might say, wow, all I need is one walk and this loses. And they're like, I'm fading the crap out of you, Evans. Be my guest, but it's like -200 odds that he issues that one free pass. If Bobby Hero is on the under. The reason being is this. You look at what he did last season, he was consistently under this number. In fact, in 17 of 26 games, start including the postseason, did he not issue a walk? He only had a 2.5 based on balls percentage a year ago, 0.90 walks per nine. So his average in walks per nine was below a single walk. So that's a good sign there. Boston was a swing happy team a year ago. They really haven't made a whole lot of roster upgrades. Yoshida, Cassis, and Rafael Devers are the only returning guys who had a 330 or higher on base percentage last year. And knowing, too, they were 7.9 in terms of walks percentage. Again, that was number 24 in Major League Baseball. You put it all together, George Kirby is going to hit his spots. He is going to paint the corners like a Picasso. He is going to be unbelievable, and we're going to score some heavy cash at +165.
I love baseball prop betting. I know I've said it before. Our conversations and text chains during the summer primarily are around baseball props. And so I am so excited it's back. I'm here for your Kirby bet. I've already used my tail, so I can't do it again. But I pulled up my favorite tool, Brad, and I told myself for today's head category that I was going to blind parlay the two strongest 2023 trends that I could find in my tool. Just blind. Went into it blind. Right. Whatever the highest numbers are, I'm going to do it. And what it spit out was Ronald Acuna under 1.5 Ks and Freddie Peralta over 14.5 outs.
Oh,
you put those together, you get a +109. And in my blind betting, it's very simple. Both of these hit ace at a sizzling 94% in 2023. And nothing makes me think Ronald Acuna suddenly got worse at baseball in the offseason. So I expect him to continue to avoid one of the three true outcomes with predictable regularity. And then you have, I forgot if this is my favorite bet because I needed the trend tool to remind me, but we have five inning Freddie. You need three innings? Freddy Peralta will get you five. You need eight innings? Freddy Peralta will get you five. It's what he does. Yep. 29 out of 31 starts last year went him, had him making it at least into the sixth, so getting through the fifth. And even more remarkably to me, in 27 of those 29, he did not record it out in the seventh. Like, he pitches between five and six innings every single game, which makes him incredibly predictable, which makes him incredibly steady, which makes him incredibly valuable to a prop bettor. So put them together for the plus number and let's go. I'm so glad baseball prop betting is back, Brad.
Can I throw in a little bonus time action on Ronald Acuna? I love the over on total bases at plus 120 at Caesars in the same game. They got rained out yesterday in the opener, so it's the same starting pitcher matchup. Zach Wheeler is going to be taking them up. He's faced them 44 times in his MLB career. He has eight extra base hits, and of those eight extra base hits, four have been of the long ball variety. So Acuna, the MVP! MVP! I think he collects a couple of bags, and I'm getting him plus money given the storied history against Wheeler. Yes, and thank you.
SGP, baby. Under on strikeouts, over on bases. I'm betting it as soon as we hang up.
There it is.
All right, so Heater, I lost UNC, unfortunately, but I still have Houston and Purdue, so I've got my embedded action on their weekend slate. What are you doing in Heater tonight, Brad?
All right, let's get creative here and get crazy with the Cheese Whiz on this SGP and the Marquette matchup against NC State. I'm going to take the Golden Eagles down to minus 2.5. I'm going to pair that with Tyler Kolek, five or more dimes. And also, I'm going to triple down with Cam Jones, 15 or more points scored. Even juice, plus 100, not the sexiest juice in the world, but again, I'm trying to build bankroll. I'll give you a little background here on the Golden Eagles. Number 24 in Bartorvik here in the month of March. Number 93 EFG offense, and also inside the top 85 in EFG defense. A team that has a rebounding disadvantage in this game, but NC State, I think, is going to come slamming back down to earth. Yeah, they're number 30 in Bartorvik overall here in the month of March. Respectable number 100 in EFG offense, but they're just number 157 in EFG defense. They're giving up 51% inside the arc and close to 33% outside of it. Tyler Kolek is an absolute magician. He is the best point guard in all of college basketball. Five dimes, you may have that by halftime. And Cam Jones, because Kolek was out for like a 6-7 game stretch due to an oblique injury, he really took off with the added duties on his plate, and he has carried that momentum here into the NCAA tournament. He has been a bucket, and all I need is 15 points. I think he's going to get that with relative ease as well. So, again, SGP on the Marquette minus 2.5. Dose Tyler Kolek, five or more assists, and Trace Miamigos, Cam Jones, 15 or more points, plus 100 at Caesars.
All right, well, I might be donating to my local politician to get college prop bets banned if you hit this one. I can't be losing all the SGPs. Come on,
don't now. Do it! Don't do it, but fade everything RJ Davis.
Fair enough. All right, that just goes us down to whatever credibility we have left, which should be plenty, Brad. Both of us are plus money on the week and looking to continue that trend. What do you have for your big bet of the weekend?
Oh, the big bet of the weekend. So the cred bet for me, let's go with another SGP. I just love the same game parlays, my friend. I cannot resist them. Much like a fine porn on Yeho Neat. I know if you give it to me, unless it's like Cuervo, I'll do a spit take on it. But if it's a nice like $50, $60 bottle of Añejo, oh, daddy. Oh, it's so good when it hits the lips. It's so smooth, so wonderful, so delightful, the love juice. And so is this wager, I feel, in my own demented mind, is as well. Boiler up! Give me Purdue minus 2.5. And I'm going to take the total down to 144.5 and hit that over. Of course, the Boilermakers taking on Gonzaga, a team that they faced early this season in Maui. Remember, because of the fires in Maui, it was not played. Lahaina was actually played in Honolulu at the Sancheira Center. They won that game by 10 points. And, you know, looking at the box score, and I know that was way back in November, that was eons ago, but it was Zach Edey had himself a ball game. I think he went for like 25-14, if I recall correctly, in that game. And that is a weak point of the Zags. The Zags have shot the lights out. They're always shooting over 47% from distance here in the month of March. It's number one in all of college basketball. But Purdue is not far off that pace from three at 44.3%. Why? Zach Edey just draws attention. Double teams, triple teams. He reads, he recognizes, he catches the ball so damn high because he's 7 foot freaking four, and he finds the outside shooter, whether it's Smith, whether it's Lawyer, whether it's Gillis, whether it's Lance Jones, and those guys have been netting the triples. And you look at Gonzaga, a team that's also number 314 in defensive rebounding percentage. They don't box out. A lot of second chance opportunities. Purdue feasts in the area because of Zach Edey. Edey's just going to be too much. He's a Wood Award winner for a reason, at least the front runner in that category. And I think he's going to carry Purdue to another step closer to Glendale. So Purdue -2.5 and the over 144.5 against the Zags +105 at Caesars.
I do like the way that you bet this. It's one of my favorite ways to bet as well, because it makes you feel like you're the dealer in blackjack. Like when you adjust the line 10 points and then you also adjust the total 2.5, it's like, okay, I'm now betting on Vegas, like being closest to the pin. Like as long as they're within, you know, 10% of the projection, all of a sudden you're on Vegas's side just by adjusting those two together. So I do like that frame of thinking. And then you backed it with a whole lot of numbers. So I think I am trailing coming into my cred pick. And I am going to end the week the same way I started, Brad, which is betting on the San Antonio Spurs in the dog days of the NBA. Because somehow the Knicks on the road are getting 9 points for this rejuvenated Spurs team who came out, who beat the Suns, who just played the Nuggets tough, who took care of the Jazz, played Houston tough, played Brooklyn tough, played Dallas tough, played Golden State tough, played the Kings tough. Like you go, I'm looking through their schedule right now. Like they don't have a lot of times where they get blown out since the All-Star break, and they played teams that, despite the Knicks' seed in the East, I think are far better squads. And so if this was at the Garden, it might have been a stay away from me, but since they're on the road and they just need a W, they don't need a 10-point win, they just need a win, with Wemby continuing to try to show himself that the Spurs are going to be somebody to take seriously next year, even if they weren't somebody to take seriously the first half of this year. Too many points, two units, -110 at Caesars.
Yeah, I thought for sure we were just going to go specific on Wemby. Over blocks and steals, that's like the go-to move for you, dude.
I know it is. It is, but every once in a while, you got to vary the go-to moves. It's like you and tequila.
That's what I tell my wife all the time.
Oh, after too many tequilas, I bet she's not listening. All right, so are you gonna fail me on Clemson, or did you like one of the other bets I gave out, better or worse?
Oh, it's still simmering. Uh-oh, it's bubbling. It's bubbling over. Yes! Give me Clemson.
Oh, the whole week's going to come down to Alabama and Clemson. I love it. Although I will say that up until about 5 minutes before tape time, I had Tennessee written down in the heart pick. I thought about it. Yeah. I went back and forth on those two. Tennessee, 2.5 to Creighton, if you want a little bonus time. Again, the more talented squad. Creighton is high on KenPom, but I think their luck is going to run out tonight. Tennessee easily could, like, you can mistake them for a one seed the way that they play and the quality that they produce throughout the years. But with 5 minutes left and thinking about watching that Clemson game and not liking some of the things I saw on that, and Rick Barnes leading Tennessee and putting my entire week in Rick Barnes' hands, I decided to go with Alabama instead.
Do you want a pick? I'll give you a pick of that game because I got it down. It's pure madness. And again, I'm sick. I've got issues in the head. I probably need to see at least a psychiatrist. There's no doubt about it. So on the SGP, here's how I'm playing Creighton in Tennessee. Wrote about this on thegamingjuice.com as well. I took Creighton up to +13.5. Okay. I took Tennessee up to +6.5. I don't care who wins. Just keep it within 7 points, either side of the ledger. And then I took the total down to 133.5 and dunked on the over. You put those three together, it's +105 at Caesars. That's called living in the middle. So cue the Jimmy Eat World in the background. I wrote about the strategy on the site, and it's something I've employed all season. Sometimes I've had considerable success in the area. Other times, I've gotten taken behind the woodshed, but I feel really good. This is going to be a nip and tuck affair, given the defensive acuity of both these teams and their ability to really splash shots. Although Tennessee, man, here in the month of March, I don't know if you've noticed this, they're number 315 in AFG offense. Dalton Connect is getting his, but he's not getting a whole lot of support.
Yeah, well, this would be my 10-year-old daughter's not allowed to gamble. Let me say, for any regulators listening, I do not let her gamble, if anybody recording this. But if you ask her what she's rooting for in any game, she has a one-word answer, and it's just simply drama. She doesn't care who wins. She just wants it to be a close game. And so this is, that version of that, and backing it with a little bit of cash.
I'm with her.
Yeah, all right. Well, don't ever say that again. Let's go ahead, break for our sponsors, and get back for our second guest. Express sends you into this exciting weekend.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Brad, I gave you honors because you have earned them through taking the lead on the Second Guess Express. I have one quick rule in gambling that I always follow. If the Wizards have a minus in front of them, I take the other side.
Oh,
so the
man.
Pistons are getting 4 points in what is at best a coin flip tonight. At best a coin flip. You have a game in Washington, D.C. when the Sweet 16 is going on, when Major League Baseball started, between arguably the two worst teams. I can't imagine going to this. I can't imagine watching it, but I can't imagine gambling on it. Blind in, give me the Pistons in the four, because the Wizards should not be favored literally ever.
It's what I call craptastic cash. You have to be a gambler. You got to have skin in the game to even remotely watch a single second of it when you have all this other action to choose from. I can't believe that's actually a matchup tonight. I'm going to stay in the NBA. Give me Domantas Sabonis. And I say he messes around against a triple-double that on my Second Guess Express. I really heavily debated featuring this in the head category. It's at plus 170 right now at Caesar, but it's entirely doable. He just faced the Dallas Mavericks a few days ago and barely fell short of this. He went 12-11-9 in that game. The other couple of matchups against the Mavs this season, he did not triple-double in, but he's got four triple-doubles here in the month of March. He's averaging 9.1 points per game. Over 15 rebounds per game. It's the assists that could, you know, give you a where the rubber hits the road kind of moment, 7.8. So hopefully he's going to hit 10 or more in that category. But you look at Dallas, their biggest area of weakness is in assists. The last 15 games, they have given up the seventh most assists per game to opponents. Over that same stretch, 14th most rebounds per game to opponents and 10th most points per game to opponents. So drop one more stinking dime, Sabonis. You're going to need to because your Gonzaga Bulldogs are going to get owned. So just take out all that angst on the floor in the NBA.
Well, you came really close to hitting a Sabonis bet earlier in the week. And surprisingly, he let you down on points. You needed him to get 15. I think
right.
He finished with 11.
Right.
He dominated the other category.
Make it up to me, Domantas.
Yeah, especially since it's on your bench. Now it's guaranteed. So I will also bet that one. I'm betting the Kuna SGP, and I'm betting that one as soon as we are done, which will be just after you plug the gaming juice yet again. Tell everybody what they can find at the site.
Oh, do you want to hit the sweet tooth? Go to thegamingjuice.com. I have previews from a betting perspective on every single remaining Sweet 16 game. I'm going to append some Illinois propaganda as well in the Elite Eight matchup, along with the other Elite Eight matchups as they come into view. Also, we have baseball props every single day up, one hitter, one pitcher. I went 2-0 yesterday. You can get all that absolutely free and sign up for a free membership as well. We do trickle out occasionally some members-only content. We're going to ramp that up as we get closer to the football season. Go to thegamingjuice.com. It's this jackass and a couple other hockey writers throwing out all kinds of bets all the time, tracking things freely, transparently, the way it should be.
And you are on the Fade 5 podcast, and you've got a little television show as well, right?
The Fade 5 podcast. I'm going to roll out a brand new episode. Lundy's in Vegas, so I'm flying solo today. I think he's still hungover from last night, to be honest with you. So I'm going to crank that out and preview the Sweet 16 matchups tonight. If you dig enough on this podcast today, and then live on the line, it's a show that I co-created, I co-star on with my awesome hosts, Cameron Smith and Danny Kleppinger. We're going to be previewing everything every single day. We cover the smorgasbord of sports betting. So Sweet 16, MLB, Cam will probably work in some soccer bets. I don't even know what sport that is. I know it's near and dear to your heart, but we cover it all live online. Watch it on the Bally Sports RSNs. You can watch on Marquee, Yes Network, Stadium as well, every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern. I might be biased, but I think it's the best sports betting television show in the known universe.
All right. Well, you got my vote as well. You talked about not knowing hockey, talked about not knowing soccer. We have you covered here at Extra Points. You listened to Damashek and Eddie. They broke down a little bit of hockey on yesterday's minus three, as well as a lot of NFL talk as per usual. And then Brett and I delivered a robust hour and 20 minutes when we were supposed to only do 45 on this weekend soccer action on Covering Glory. So go ahead and tune in for that as well. Arsenal Manchester City is a mammoth clash, and we have you covered there. So Brad, always awesome to have you on. We'll have you back for a lot more baseball prop betting action this summer, but go ahead, scream one last thing at the folks before you come back again.
Oh, please, gods. We're all so close to Glendale. I can smell it.
I can't follow that. Take care, everyone.